Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
This is Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford, and I'm Greg Zapata, hoping that you're having a good evening, as is your wont. That was Bo Diddley with one of several eponymous numbers of his, Hey Bo Diddley, and we're going to get things started with a number by John Entwistle from his debut solo album, Smash Your Head Against the Wall. And of the various Who solo projects, this is probably my favorite, and I hope it will become yours too. Take a listen.
Bye. I'm in the phone booth. There's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it up the wall. I know she's there, but I just had a call. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. I heard your mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store? All those things she said, I told her to ignore. Oh, why can't we talk again? Oh, why can't we talk again? Oh, why can't we talk again? Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. It's good to hear your voice, you know it's been so long. If I don't get your call, then everything goes wrong. I want to tell you something you've known all along. Don't leave me.
Bonsoir, Connie.
Bonsoir, Bonnie.
Comment ça va?
Très bien.
Et vous?
Ooh,
Daddy.
Daddy.
Ooh, Daddy. Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Hey, Daddy, what I like swelling. Sables, clothes with Paris labels. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Here's an amazing revelation. With a bit of stimulation, I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration. Daddy, I want a brand new car. Champagne, caviar. Daddy, Daddy, you ought to get the best. The very best. You funny old man, get it, get it, get it. Ooh, Daddy, oh, you shouldn't have. Poor little old, why?
It's expensive, but it's little. It's just what I've always needed. Something a girl can't have. Too many of.
I'm Connie.
I'm Bonnie.
Hey, Daddy. Diamonds, bracelets, everything. Ooh, Daddy. You got the best for me, my little Daddy. Ooh, hey. Won't I look swell in sables? All these here clothes with Paris labels. Daddy, you got the very best for me. It's amazing revelation. How a bit of stimulation makes for a new sensation. Now you're my inspiration. Ooh, Daddy. Champagne, caviar. Daddy, my little old Daddy. He gets the best, the very best. Our Daddy gets the best. Ooh, Daddy. Ooh, 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 ooh. Daddy, oh. Daddy is a living doll.
We started things off with John Entwistle, My Size, from his debut solo album, Smash Your Head Against the Wall. And then The Nerves with Hanging on the Telephone, one of only three songs that the band recorded, but that song would have a new lease on life when Blondie covered it for their, I believe it was either their second or third album, Parallel Lines. And then we had a song called Daddy, a big band number, recorded by Jane Russell and Gene Crane. And that was for a movie called Gentlemen Marry Brunettes, which was a rather uninspired sequel to Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Same writers, different lineup, more or less. And the movie may have not done well, but that song is certainly very good. And that song is probably more well known by a version sung by Connie Russell, no relation to Jane Russell, from the Tex Avery song, Tex Avery cartoon, Red Hot Riding Hood. You know, the one with the wolf and he's whistling and all that stuff. You get the idea. And then we close it up with Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Men Called Uncle, from the Get Happy album. And up next, we're going to play two songs from the Clerks soundtrack, starting with Supernova. It's a personal favorite.
She's a bitch, a honky Chewbacca.
When you won't take it.
And that's The Clash with their 1981 single Bank Robber. And we also had Big Star in the Street from their debut album, the very daringly titled number one record. We also had The Cranberries' Go Your Own Way, cover Fleetwood Mac, and Supernova with Chewbacca, those two songs from the Clerks soundtrack. And what do we have next? Ah, yes, it's the Pause for the Cause. It's the legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or two arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Has anyone ever earnestly done jazz hands in a non-show tune setting? Asking for a friend. Up next, well, I was in Maine last weekend for a friend's wedding, for my friend Ryan Young's wedding, Mazel Tov, etc. And this was on Deer Isle, one of the last outposts of civilization before you hit New Brunswick. And I'll just say, it was very nice to be able to spend a night in a room without air conditioners running because it was a good 15 degrees cooler up there. And also in the dead of night, I could hear a pack of coyotes in the distance. And there's something so damn rustic about it, I couldn't help but think of this next song, which I haven't played on the show in a while, but we rectify that today.
No regrets, coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. Still feel so alone and still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We roll right past that tragedy till we turn into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. On the road to Belgeny near my old hometown, he went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. Had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner on the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his finger. fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. This flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the free.
Two, three, four. The Shankill butcher's right tonight. You better shut your windows tight. They're sharpening their cleavers and their knives, and taking all their whiskey by the pint. 'Cause everybody knows, if you don't mind your mother's words, a wicked wind will blow your ribbons from your curls. Everybody shake. The Shankill butchers wanna catch you away. They used to be just like me and you. They used to be sweet little boys, but something went horribly askew. Now killing is their only source of joy, as everybody knows. If you don't mind your mother, from your curls, everybody moan, everybody shake. The Shankill butchers wanna catch you away. The dead of night, they're picking at their fingers with their knives, and wiping off their cleavers on their thighs. 'Cause everybody knows, if you don't mind from your curls. Everybody moans, everybody shakes. Shame kill, but she's wanna catch you. The shame kill. The shame kill butchers wanna catch you away.
Thank you.
Joy Division with Atmosphere, and before that was Decembrists with Shankill Butchers from the Crane Wife album, and we also had Joni Mitchell with Coyote. Who else could it be? And this is being recorded on Tuesday, August 9th. That's right, it's another pre-recorded delight. And this morning we found out that Lamont Dozier of the Holland Dozier Holland Motown songwriting team had passed away. And so it seems only fitting to close out this chapter of the show with three from the songwriting team, and then one that name drops them rightfully. So let's get things started with something that feels so apropos that I didn't want to play it in weeks past, but now I have no choice.
Whenever I'm
And that's Billy Bragg with Levi Stubbs Tears from his third album, Talking with the Taxman About Poetry. And it does name drop Holland, Dozier, and Holland. But who were Holland, Dozier, and Holland? Well, they were one of the biggest songwriting teams for Motown. They wrote Martha Vandella's Heat Wave and Four Tops' Bernadette, which we heard in that block as well. And Four Tops, of course, included Levi Stubbs Tears. And they also wrote Band of Gold for Frida Payne after they left Motown. Apparently, Berry Gordy is a very difficult man to work for. Who knew this? I did. And now you do, too. And that's all you're going to get here on this week's edition of Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, RIP Lamont Dozier, as well as David McAuliffe and Olivia Newton-John. Been a tough week for legends. Tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Actually, before I dismiss class for the week, I want you to know that tomorrow, August 15th, Time and Place, local heroes and friends of the show will be playing at Charlie's Kitchen upstairs in Harvard Square on a bill with Shepherds and the newly formed Pink Slip. The doors are at 8, the music starts at 9, the cover is $5 American. I will see you there, I hope.